Thank you, Amanda. Who here hates a spoiler? Yes, quite a few people there. Just in case you don't know, a spoiler is when you find out the end of the story before you have got that far. It's like reading the last chapter of the book. It's like knowing the football scores before you watch the game. It's not great. And it won't be any surprise to any of you that know me that I am a great Strictly Come Dancing fan. Now, I know it's X Factor final weekend. Sorry, Marion, but it's always been Strictly for me. And Joe and Katya are my absolute favourites. Now, I'm often busy on a Sunday evening, so I have to avoid social media at all costs. I can't risk seeing Instagram or Facebook or anyone telling me who went out in Strictly. However, there are times when I love a bit of a spoiler. For example, I rarely ever watch anything anymore without finding out first a certain amount about it, whether it's a TV show or a film, whether it's worth my energy, whether it's worth me committing to watching it. So there's the teaser trailer. That's always the first thing that comes out. Then there's the trailer. Then there's the TV and the radio interviews with the actors. Then there's the Instagram fan accounts. And from that, I can vaguely understand whether that's something I really want to watch. Truth is, I rarely ever sit down to watch something nowadays without knowing loads about it first. And with some series, like Game of Thrones, taking 55 hours to get you up to speed with the current date, you can understand why it's worth that level of understanding before you commit that much of your time and energy to it. Well, spoiler alert. John the Baptist is offering us a spoiler alert in John 1, a glimpse of what's to come. He's the trailer, if you like, to the coming of Jesus. He's asked, "Are you Elijah? Are you a prophet?" And he says, "No." But he eventually tells them, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." I don't know about you, but with that line, I'm hooked. He goes on to say, when questioned by the Pharisees about why he baptizes, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me. The straps of those sandals I am not worthy to untie." You can imagine that, can't you? That deep American accent of a movie trailer. John is the trailer, if you like, to the Messiah to come, Jesus. But we now have his job, and our task is a lot harder. Where in John's time, the Messiah was long awaited, hotly anticipated even, today we're charged with being the trailer, the spoiler to the second coming of Christ. Perhaps not quite so hotly anticipated in our current culture. However, we do know the full story. We know that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. And we know that following him in today's day and age isn't that easy. And it does require a lot of commitment, even more so than following Game of Thrones. But we do also know his love and his joy and his peace, because we have what John didn't have at that time, a personal and living relationship with the living and risen Christ. That's our job now, you see, to point the way to what's to come, to be the trailer for the coming risen King. And how we do this? We need to live lives that point to Jesus and show his outworkings within us. In what ways does being a follower of Christ shape our lives and who we are? When people come in contact with us, are they pointed towards Jesus? Are our lives a spoiler to the risen Christ? Let's again just take a moment of silence, just to reflect on that ourselves personally. Are our lives a spoiler for the coming and risen Christ? Advent and Christmas period, as we spend time with friends and family, colleagues and our communities, let our lives point to who it is we have our hope in. Let our lives be a trailer or a spoiler for those who need to know the love, joy and peace of Jesus Christ, who was and is to come. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that we can know you personally and that we at some point were introduced to you through others who are living their lives as trailers to what's to come. We thank you for faithful Christians everywhere who are pointing to the way to the risen Christ, and we ask that we could be among them, that we would also live our lives as a spoiler to your great love, your great peace, and your great joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, children.